Put up or shut up. For years, I have presented complaints about the way digital technology interfaces with people. I love the technology and doubly love the people. It's the connection that's out of whack. Naturally, I am often asked, what would you do instead? If the question is framed on a personal level, such as, should I quit Facebook? The answer is easy. You have to decide for yourself. I'm not trying to be anyone's guru, though I'll make a suggestion at the end of the book. On the level of economics, though, I ought to provide an answer. People are not just pointlessly deluding themselves on cultural, intellectual, and spiritual levels by fawning over digital superhuman phenomena that don't necessarily exist. There is also a material cost. People are gradually making themselves poorer than they need to be. We're setting up a situation where better technology in the long term just means more unemployment or an eventual socialist backlash. Instead, we should seek a future where more people will do well, without losing liberty, even as technology gets much, much better. Popular digital designs do not treat people as being special enough. People are treated as small elements in a bigger information machine, when in fact people are the only sources or destinations of information, or indeed of any meaning to the machine at all. My goal is to portray an alternate future in which people are treated appropriately as being special. How? Pay people for information gleaned from them if that information turns out to be valuable. If observation of you yields data that makes it easier for a robot to seem like a natural conversationalist, or for a political campaign to target voters with its message, then you ought to be owed money for the use of that valuable data. It wouldn't exist without you, after all. This is such a simple starting point that I find it credible, and I hope to persuade you about that as well. The idea that mankind's information should be made free is idealistic and understandably popular, but information wouldn't need to be free if no one were impoverished. As software and networks become more and more important, we can either be moving toward free information in the midst of insecurity for almost everyone, or toward paid information with a stronger middle class than ever before. The former might seem more ideal in the abstract, but the latter is the more realistic path to lasting democracy.